And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High in studio with you this morning. Very cold out there. Very slick out there as well today. Just be careful when you head on out, driving and walking. I had to put on the good shoes today to get some traction because yesterday the shoes I was wearing have no grip on the bottom of them anymore. And now joining me on the phone, she's usually in studio, but obviously due to the driving conditions, we didn't want her to come down here today. But she is on the phone, and we have Lisa Wilson with the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm just trying to stay warm.
Absolutely. It's so cold out there. 14 degrees, wind chill, minus two. So that would explain why I said earlier this morning my fingers started hurting basically 5 seconds after I stepped outside. It's that cold out there today. And again, I'm glad you're staying warm out there. All right. Well, Lisa, a few things going on today. For the next week or so. But we're going to go ahead and start it off where you guys, you're welcoming a new business as you guys had a ribbon cutting last week for Needed Relief Massage Therapy.
We did. I just wanted to give them a shout out since it's Tuesday and the ribbon cutting was just last Saturday. Needed Relief Massage Therapy at 110 West Main is a new chamber member. It's actually a new business to the community. So anytime we have new businesses opening up in the community and the county, we want to make sure that we support them and get the word out that they are open and ready for business. And it's a great time to open right now because we've been cooped up. We've had that. We're still in the middle of COVID-19, and massage therapy is a great way to take care of yourself. And I think in 2021 that self-care could be a real strong focus for all of us that we could benefit from, and it would also make a great Valentine's Day gift. So check them out on Facebook. The owner is Gail Matlock. And again, the name of the business is Needed Relief Massage Therapy.
All right, so be sure to head on over there. And also every Tuesday through March, the Farmers to Family Food Commodities will be passing out food boxes. Are they still doing that today, even with the roads being kind of slick?
They are. So right now, I have not received any information that the truck will not be arriving. These boxes have fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, fresh dairy, fresh meats, so they need to get them out to the people, so I know they're going to make every attempt to be in Independence. They usually have over 900 boxes. The distribution will start at 10:30. We ask that everyone is particularly careful today. We have volunteers that will be out, and of course, you're pulling up, and it's going to be slick, so just be very cautious when you're in the lines and staying away from each other as the line progresses, because as you kind of move up and you inch up, you don't realize if you're on ice and then you can't stop. So we don't want to have any kind of car pileups or accidents out there, but the food commodities will be available, and these are available to everybody. It does not matter who you are, what income bracket you might fall in. It's just great, healthy food from the farmers, and the idea is that we're getting those foods out to people. So I know that people that, there are a lot of people that could benefit from them. So if you have, plenty of food in your house or whatever, but you want to bundle up and come out because you know that your neighbor could benefit from that, or your neighbor cannot get out, just be thinking about other people maybe today that you could help out if you find that on your heart. But it will be at 10:30 today at the Park Oval. You can watch the Chamber's Facebook page at Get Independence in case there's a last-minute cancellation. But as of right now, the line will start at Morningside Drive, which is the first street at the north end of the cemetery. So you'll get on Morningside Drive, go down to Fifth Street. You'll find yourself kind of in the area of the stadium, and then you'll just follow the line. Usually, we're done passing everything out by about 11:30, so just want to make sure that everybody knows the boxes are still on schedule.
All right, sounds good. And also, even with the roads being kind of slick, the recyclables will still be accepting recyclables today, correct?
To my knowledge, yes. To my knowledge, Tuesday recycling drop-off from 11 to 1 is still available. can always drop off your appliances and other large items that you need to get rid of. And then we also have an additional day on Thursday from 8 to 2 where you can drop those items off as well. And I also wanted to give a shout-out to the ICC Pirate football team. They were out. You know, it was chilly on Saturday, but they bundled up, and they were out there for the first Saturday of the month, recycling collection day, and they were doing some community service. Super great bunch of guys, and shout-out to the Pirate football team. Nice. And I also, today is the blood drive, but I don't know if it is still scheduled, so we're going to say that it is. It's at the Civic Center from 11:15 to 5:15. To make an appointment, you call 1-800-RED-CROSS, so I don't know if that number, if you could call that number and find out if there's a cancellation or not, but as of right now, the blood drive should be today at the Civic Center.
All right. So, again, those two things tentatively scheduled. So be sure to, again, just kind of check ahead. Also, something else that was supposed to happen tonight was supposed to be Independence Coffeeville and high school basketball. That has since been canceled due to, obviously, the roads. They don't want the teams traveling. So the following Tuesday, next Tuesday, Independence will take on the Parsons Vikings.
Yes. So as planned, we will have basketball next Tuesday as we take on Parsons, as you mentioned, and that'll be the same time schedule. So the girls will tip off at 6, and the boys' game will start usually about 20 minutes after the girls end, somewhere around 7:30, close to 8. And you can also watch it on, well, not also, you will watch these games on YouTube. You'll search IHS Athletics, and you'll be able to check out all varsity sports.
And also, again, I know we're keep saying tentatively scheduled because obviously things can change, but ICC basketball to play tomorrow against Hutch.
That's right. Hold on. I've got so many things going on here. So, yes. So, again, as you said, we're just going to have to watch and see what the weather is like. But I do know that you can watch all these games virtually at IndyPirates.com. But the teams have to make it to these games in order for these games to take place. So everybody can watch for that. But if they do play, the women will tip off around 5 and the men will play at 7. And then hopefully on the 20th, we will be out of these Arctic temperatures and back to normal. And we will be playing Seward County on that Saturday afternoon. The women will start at 2 and the men's game is scheduled to start at 4. And again, you can watch that virtually at IndyPirates.com. Or you can check out their Facebook page for details on a reduced capacity in the gym. And I'm getting some information that possibly it's Booster Club members and team family members. So, again, watch that Facebook page, and you'll see what the guidelines are for the reduced capacity in the gym, and maybe they'll put out some information on how to join the Booster Club. So if that's something you want to do, you can get more information about that.
Absolutely. Moving on, something called Love Letters. This is part of Main Street Events.
Yeah, so this is fun. This is just a way to show all of the downtown and around town retailers how much we appreciate them as they are weathering, you know, this pandemic and all that it has brought. And in line with Valentine's Day, this is something that they're putting together, and it's Love Letters for Local. And basically what you do is it started last week, and you write a note of appreciation, a note of love to one of the retailers. You can either do it online, or you can drop it off in this special mailbox at the Main Street office at 109 East Main. It's a little red mailbox that you can drop it in. And what they did was they received all the love letters from last week, and then they drew a winning love letter, and person who wrote that one gets a $25 Main Street gift certificate. Then those love letters are set aside, and then this week she's collecting more love letters, and then she will draw at the end of the week for another $25, and she's going to do that the entire month of February. And so that'll be 4 weeks worth of love letters, and at the end she'll throw them all in there together, the entire month's worth of love letters, and she'll draw one out, and they'll be giving away $100 in Main Street gift certificates. So, again, you know, these retailers need our support. They need our encouragement. They need us to shop in their stores. It's been a very difficult time for many of them, and so we need to rally and do all of our Valentine's Day shopping in town, and then one of the little side bonuses is we might get some extra cash that we can spend.
Absolutely. Good stuff there. Also, you can test your knowledge on Trivia Night Thursdays at the Indie Brew Works.
That's right. So you need to check out their Facebook page at Indie Brew Works. They're doing lots of fun things. So they've got Trivia Night on Thursday nights. It starts around 6:30. The brewery is a very family-friendly environment. It's a great place to hang out. They serve custom brews and local wines, and they have amazing root beer. So there's something for everyone. And one of the really cool things about the brewery is you can get food from anywhere you want to eat. So you don't have to worry about pleasing the family with just one menu selection. Basically, you can get whatever you want, and you can bring it right into the brewery and have your lunch over the weekend. You can have your dinner on one of these evening nights, and you can bring games, dominoes, cards, and just have a really good time. I need to find out, though, they had this game. It was called Music Bingo, and it's been described that they played songs, and then you had a bingo card in front of you. You tried to figure out, I think, who played the song. I think is how it's played. But anyway, I heard from a couple of people about how much fun that is. So they're doing a lot of innovative and unique fun things down at the brewery. So check that out.
All right. So again, good stuff over there at the brewery. That's a lot of fun for Trivia Night Thursdays. Also coming up, the Independence of Main Street will be hosting Let's Talk About Winter. Or let's whine about winter.
I also want to point out, we were talking about cancellations, and doggone it, the weather's just not cooperating. So the Pheasants Forever Bird Dog Classic that was scheduled to be in town this weekend called yesterday, and they have postponed their event until March. And so if you are somebody who planned on participating in that, or if you are someone who wanted to go out and check it out, just watch our Facebook page, and we'll be sharing that information on how you can, what the date will be for March. And then back to Main Street. So Let's Whine About Winter is going to be an evening on February the 18th. So that's next week on Thursday. It'll start around 5 o'clock, and I think it wraps up around 8, and it's in downtown Independence. So the stores will be open, and lots of sips and shopping, and we ask that everyone stays masked up in order to slow the spread and stay safe as we all wait for our vaccinations. But Main Street, again, is sponsoring the Let's Whine About Winter. It's a great way to, again, just get out and have some fun and enjoy some time with friends and look at all the things that our stores have to offer. Now, that will be after Valentine's Day. So I want to back up and say that, it is slick outside. So there won't be any leaving town and doing any shopping, and you don't need to do that anyway because we've got lots of great shopping opportunities. You know, it is cold, and so a lot of people want to stay at home and stay in their sweatpants and do their shopping, but there'll be none of that this year because we've got lots of opportunities in downtown Independence. You can go to, the local candy store, confectionate, grab chocolates. There's lots of dinner certificates that you can pick up. You can either go out to dinner, you can give the gift of a dinner certificate to the restaurants, like I said, and then if you're somebody who enjoys wine, you can always have some good conversation over a glass of wine or a beer from the local pubs and brewery, and lots of gift options in our unique retail stores and shops and boutiques. We have so many cool stores downtown that I just encourage everyone to skip the online shopping. I know it's tempting, but it's very damaging to our local economy. So really try hard to push your dollars into Independence this Valentine's Day.
And coming up, is it this Saturday?
Next Saturday.
The months have been flying by, so I'm just getting a little confused. But starting next Saturday, skip cooking and enjoy some chicken and noodles or chili for dinner from the Zion Lutheran Church.
I know. I wish it was this Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
Sounds amazing.
Chilly you know right now be. Sounds amazing.
I know. So the Zion Lutheran Church is hosting a dinner and an auction fundraiser. It'll be Saturday, February the 20th from 2 to 5 at the Zion School, and the location for that is 301 South 11th, and they will be, as we mentioned, cooking chicken and noodles and chili. You can't imagine two better things in a January or February winter Saturday afternoon. So put that on your calendar and support the Zion Lutheran Church as they raise funds for their school.
All right, and also save the date on that same day. You know, go get some, before you head over to get the chili or the chicken and noodles, head on over take a free CPR class.
That's right. We've been talking about this for some weeks now. They had an event or a scheduled training class in January. This is the February 20th class we've been talking about. So if you need to get your CPR certification up to date, or you do not have CPR certification and you would like to do that, this is a free opportunity for CPR AED education and certification. The classes are held at Indy Fitness out on West Main, and this Saturday, February 20th, as you mentioned, it's in the morning, so 9:30 to 11:30. You can call and sign up at 331-8096, or you can email them at indysavescpr@gmail.com.
All right, and if you're looking for something fun and educational to do, this started on January 28th, and it's going to be running through March the 5th. The Independence Historical Museum and Art Center is hosting a traveling exhibit.
Yes, so they have lots of fun things going on right now. And, you know, it's cold outside. Everyone's still looking, though, for something fun to do. So, and I think I mentioned this last week, there's 34 museums in the kind of the region area, and seven of them, I think, are in Montgomery County. So Independence Historical Museum happens to be one of them, and they are hosting the Smithsonian Traveling Exhibit called Crossroads Change in Rural America. The exhibit is open every Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4, and there's no charge to go into the gallery area and look at the traveling exhibits that they have. Now, if you go into the museum and you look at all of their exhibit stations that they have on all three floors, and they do have a wonderful elevator in there, there is a charge for that. But if you just want to go check out the Smithsonian Traveling Exhibit, it's going to be in the gallery area, and there is no charge. And again, that's Tuesdays through Saturdays, 10 to 4. And then along with all of their great programming and the events that they have and the exhibits, they do have this passport program through the Southeast Kansas Museum Alliance, and you can get your passport here at the chamber, or you can get it at the museum. And as I mentioned, in the region, in this passport, they have 34 museums listed, and that's not even all of them. That's just the ones that are participating. But I say that because it really is something fun that you can get out and do with the entire family, load them up in the car, kind of map out direction that you would like to take, and pick some Saturdays or pick some weekdays, whatever works with your schedule, and head out and go visit some of these museums. If you're competitive and you want to possibly earn some extra cash, there's some drawings that you can get your name in for if you visit so many of the museums within the next year. You can get your passport stamped, and then you can get that put in for a drawing, and you can you can win from $100 up to $300. Just depends on how many museums that you're able to check out between now and the end of the year. So I encourage everyone to check out the passports. Again, you can get one at the chamber office, at the local museum. And if you're looking for something fun to do, go check that out.
And if you live in Montgomery County, there is seven alone in Montgomery County that you can hit up. That right there could be an entire weekend.
I know. It's fun stuff. You should load up the kids and do that.
We had planned to do it this weekend. Hopefully, well, it's probably going to be too cold. what they want to see is Big Brutus out there in Mineral. I think it's Mineral Springs is what it's called. The huge crane out there. I showed them a picture of that. I said, guys, you can literally stand inside the tractor wheels, and they're just like, we want to see this. And I'm like, well, we'll go.
Yeah, so they will love it. I've taken my kids there. We've been there probably half dozen times, and it's fun every time we go, and it is absolutely the biggest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. They definitely want to see that. Also coming up in April, just kind of a save the date, hey, the Kansas Airstrip Attack is coming back for its second annual race.
That's right. So we've been talking about this weekly, and we will continue to do so as I update you on information that pertains to the event. So it is Saturday and Sunday, April 17th and 18th. We'll be out at the Independence Municipal Airport. And they were here this past summer, and now they're coming back. And this event will feature exotic and expensive, basically one-of-a-kind, you know, high-performance cars and drivers from all over the country. They'll be doing side-by-side drag racing down the airport's runway. It's a half-mile race. And if you're out there and you buy a ticket and you're just there as a spectator, you can expect to see Lamborghinis and Porsches and Ferraris and many of them reaching top speeds of upwards of 200 miles an hour. So these things are flying down the track. They have motorcycle races as well. You can go to Shift Sector's Facebook page or the Kansas Airstrip Attack Facebook page and find out more information on how to enter or how to get tickets. And this year, the Airstrip Attack is adding roll racing to the list. 16 of the top racers from around the country basically are going to be there. These cars are incredibly powerful. They've got, you know, 18 to 3,000 horsepower behind them, and they will be racing as well. And then we just received information around two car clubs that are coming from Kansas City. They will be rallying from Kansas City to Independence that weekend. Drive KC and KC Exotic Car Club will be coming. And then some of those car owners and cars will be racing, and then some of them will be setting up a car show. So, again, that will be an added event out at the Airstrip Attack. So you'll not only be able to see all the cool cars as they're racing, but many of them will be set up in the form of a car show. So that's going to be a nice addition. And then lastly, they have offered a great opportunity to our chamber members. So if you're a chamber member and you want to showcase your business in front of the hundreds of people that plan to be at the Kansas Airstrip Attack, you can give us a call at the chamber office. They're offering free booth space with the purchase of a ticket, and that's a huge value, and it's a great opportunity to, again, get your business in front of a lot of people that are from basically all over the nation that will be in town for the event.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, that's happening on April 17th and 18th, and that's pretty cool that the car club from Kansas City will be coming down to kind of rally. And it's and the fact that they're going to have like just kind of a car show, that's a great added event.
It will be. And so they'll have food trucks out there. They'll have these cars that will be out there. They'll have all the booths that are set up. So lots of fun things to do, not just watch all the cars go down, which is super fun, but lots of other things to do and to see and to check out.
I was going to take my kids to it last year, but then, you know, I got pushed back, and unfortunately I had them at a weekend where I didn't have them for the weekend. I'm going to see if I can't get them this weekend because they were excited to come to it. They want to see these cars fly down the track, and they really do enjoy that. So that's going to be a lot of fun again coming up on Saturday and Sunday, April 17th and 18th. And Lisa, if anybody has any questions about what we've talked about today or maybe something else, or maybe they're wanting to advertise their business with you guys, how can they do that?
Absolutely. They can give us a call at 331-1890. They can check out all the events and postings on our Facebook page at Get Independence, and they can go to our website at indkschamber.org. They'll be able to see a full listing of calendar events. They'll see a listing of all the individual flyers that give detailed information about the things that I mentioned, and if I've said something wrong, I have a date wrong, please let me know. We'll get all that corrected. And as you mentioned, if you have something that you would like for us to advertise, again, please give us a call, and we would be happy to attempt to try to get that not only on our Facebook page and our website, but try to get it on air during our conversations every Tuesday.
All right. Well, Lisa, again, thank you so much for coming on today. Be safe out there. Please stay warm as well, as it's very, very bitter out there. So, again, you have a good day, Lisa, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
All right. That was Lisa Wilson from the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce. It's always a pleasure to have her on every week. Obviously, we didn't want her coming down this week because of the ice on the roadways. So we just did it by phone, and it was just as easy as that. We're going to go ahead and take a break, but when we come back, we're going to start open line. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this frigid Tuesday morning here in Southeast Kansas. Currently right now, it is 14 degrees with a wind chill of zero.